At precisely 1 o'clock on the morning of Saturday, November the 6th, 1943, Heinrich Himmler, Reichsfuhrer of the SS and Chief of State Police, received a simple message. The Eagle has landed. It meant that a small force of German paratroopers were at that moment safely in England and poised to snatch the British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, from the Norfolk country house where he was spending a quiet weekend near the sea. This story is an attempt to recreate the events surrounding that astonishing exploit. At least 50% of it is documented historical fact. The listener must decide for himself how much of the rest is a matter of speculation or fiction.
Phoenix Audio presents
The Eagle Has Landed by Jack Higgins. Someone was digging a grave in one corner of the cemetery as I went in through the lich gate. I remember that quite clearly, because it seemed to set the scene for nearly everything that followed. 5 or 6 rooks lifted out of the beech trees at the west end of the church, like bundles of black rags, calling angrily to each other as I threaded my way between the tombstones and approached the grave, turning up the collar of my trench coat against the driving rain. Whoever was down there was talking to himself in a low voice. It was impossible to catch what he was saying. I moved to one side of the pile of fresh earth, dodging another spadeful, and peered in. "Nasty morning for it!" He looked up, resting on his spade, an old, old man in a cloth cap and